God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Not far outside the city limits of Douglas, Wyoming, there's a park, I think it's a state park, and there are traces in or near that park of the old Oregon Trail, which was a super highway many years ago of settlers, pioneers, going from the east, Missouri, for instance, all the way to the coast up in Oregon. And the remnants of that trail they're pretty much in the rock. They're ruts. They're there for a long time. They may be there forever. Sometimes we feel like in life we're in a rut. We're stuck in a rut. And let me be clear, when we say we're stuck in a rut, stuck does not mean static. To be in a rut does not mean you're spinning your wheels, you're not going anywhere. It means that you're going somewhere that's inevitable. That is, this path, this rut, always leads to this destination. So presumably, you could take a Jeep to the ruts of the Oregon Trail today, and if you stayed in those ruts, you know, maybe a couple months later, you'd be in the same place that people arrived so many years ago, decades and over a century ago. So being stuck is not the same as being static, but many times we feel like we are stuck. We feel like we're stuck because of our nation, because of our family, or because of our own person. And I just want to tell you, I want to remind you this morning that you are never doomed to a rut against your will. That's true when it comes to your family. Now, I'm not saying that family doesn't matter, and I'm not saying that there's not a tremendous influence on a person because of their family. And by the way, if you're rearing a family, I believe if you do what you should, God will do what He can. I do believe that. But speaking to the individual, I'd say, you're never doomed to a rut against your will. So for instance, in 2 Kings 21:26, we have the introduction to the life of Josiah, which says that his father was buried in his sepulcher in the Garden of Uzzah, and Josiah, his son, reigned in his stead. So many times in these records of the kings, you find that a king is buried. The Bible says he sleeps with his fathers. He goes to be with his fathers, and his son reigns in his stead. In other words, anyone who's ever been born eventually died. And at some point, you are going to take the place of those who've gone before. And at some point, someone's going to take the place of the spot you have right now, which is simply to say that while there are precedents that can be made and accepted or rejected, no one is doomed to a rut against his will. So, for instance, Josiah, the Bible says that his father, Manasseh, was a wicked king. He did that which was evil. And yet of Josiah, at the beginning of his rule, the Bible says that he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in all the way of David, his father. So he broke with the precedent of his father and adopted the precedent of one that had gone long before him. And so he wasn't doomed to a family precedent. You know, we're not doomed nationally. It's so easy to feel like the whole country's going in the wrong direction. I'm just being swept along by this giant tidal wave. But when Josiah humbled and heard, he humbled himself before God and heard what God had to say, God pronounced judgment on the nation. But he says in verse 18, but to the king of Judah, so this is a contrast, I'm judging the nation, but I'm treating you in light of what you have chosen. Because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place. I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. You've heard me, God says, and I will hear you. I've heard your prayer. So nationally, he had a choice. Family, he had a choice. Personally, you have a choice. Again, for so many of these kings, whether it's Hezekiah or Josiah or Manasseh, you know, a king may start off horribly and do the right thing at the end. Or a king may begin wonderfully and do the wrong thing at the end. Now, it does matter how you use the balance of your life, but I'll simply say that every day is a fresh start to a wise person. You're never doomed to a rut against your will. There's only one thing that's eternal, and that is God and God's Word. When Josiah found God's eternal Word, he amended his conduct to God's Word. Now, your character is not eternal. It can be good or bad, depending on the choices you make any given day. So what's important is, are you humble and will you hear? Will you humble yourself before God and hear what he has said? You know, ultimately stability, which is not to say a rut. Stability comes from latching onto the eternal. That is God's eternal word. It works. It is inspired by God, the one who created us and this universe. So familially, nationally, personally, all of us come from a context, maybe a great church and a great family and a good country, or maybe a poor example of all of these. You are the link between what has been and what can be. So today, the question is not, can you do what must be done? It's, will you choose what must be done? You can't do what needs to be done, but you can choose what must be done. Because when you choose to do right, God will give the grace to do what you cannot. You are never doomed to a rut against your will.